Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Chagiga Dav Gimel. We are talking about the third line of the two dots. And today's office sponsor is the Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. The Gemara tells us for Bumbar Chiyah Ba Kumir Abzeira Echon Hayu Marim Panim. Where's the Chiyah of Riyas Panim showing up, if you will, on the Shal Shugalim? Where's that supposed to be done? By Harabayis, just on Harabayis, or by Zaris, or in Nazar itself? So Amalhi responded to him in Shemina Adalsum from the following. What do we learn? Hatame Pater Manai Riyah. Somebody who's Tame, he's Pater from the Chiyah of Carbon Riyah. The Chesed of the Pasuk says Uvas Shama Vevesim Shama, and you shall come there and bring there, which means we see a link between coming and bringing the carbon. And that means that somebody who's not able to come has no chiyuv to bring the oilas ri'iyah. Now, v'ein tamei meis achas al harbayis, as somebody who's tamei meis not able to go on to harbayis, somebody who's tamei meis is allowed to be on harbayis. It must be that the armor that tells us, bazar haru mayrim panim, that the chiyuv of ri'as panim is in azara, and it's over there that a person who's tamei meis is not allowed to go. And so that's the reason why he's potter from bringing the oilas ri'iyah, because since he can't go there, he doesn't bring the carbon. It must be that ri'as panim is in the azara. We get to another discussion. We had said in the Mishnah that any child who's not able to go up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis is not chavin ri'iyah. So the question is, from where do you measure Yerushalayim? In a chayma, from the wall, or just from the homes? So then Shmuel teaches, min ha-shiluach, that actually is being measured from shiluach, which is the spring, v'shiluach ha-be'emtza medina, and shiluach was actually in the middle of the medina, which means in the middle of Yerushalayim, so we don't measure either from the wall or from the homes. Now another discussion, Rabban bar Chiya ba'al kumir b'zeira, ma'al shalei chagigah so bi'ad acher. Is a person allowed to send his chagigah with somebody else? Now, even though we're going to see on Amud Beis that the Mishnah tells us that we have to bring a carbon chagiga, and that's a different carbon than the oilas ri'iyah, over here the Yerushalmi is using the word chagiga to describe the oilas ri'iyah. So the question is a person able to send his carbon oilas ri'iyah with somebody else? Could he send it with a shliach? So Amalei told Mishmina adults from the following: Mukeshchin upelfasin p'turim min ri'iyah. A person who's a mukeshchin, he's full of boils and blisters. This is more than just regular boils and blisters. There's a medical condition, and pelfasin is also a person who has some sort of issue with bad smells coming out of his mouth. So those people are part of from ri'iyah. Why is it that the pasuk says uvas shama vesem shama? And as we just said before, we link these two together. So if they're not able to come, then they don't bring the carbon either, and they're not chayv to go, so they're not chayv in the carbon. Also, tamei pater min ri'iyah. Somebody who's tamei is pater from oilas ri'iyah. The chesed of the pasuk says bevay kol yisrael le'rois. What do we learn from here? Haroi lavim kol yisrael. Maybe somebody who's able to come with everybody, so he brings the carbon. Shein haroi lavim kol yisrael. He's not able to come with everyone, and maybe he doesn't bring carbon. And the question is asked: v'ishal chagigas bi'ad acher? Why not send chagiga with somebody else? But nonetheless, we see that he's pater. So Rabbi says, we see from here that he doesn't send his chagig with anybody else if he doesn't bring it himself, so he doesn't send it with anybody else either. He just asks on his drasha, maybe it should really be the opposite, meaning maybe the psukim should be switched. The reason why somebody who's mukeshchin, or they have this bad smell coming from their breath, from ri'iyah, why is that? And these people don't come with everybody because, again, they have these medical conditions, so they're not along with everybody in Klal Yisrael, so they should be pater from this pasuk. And a tamei pater min a person who's tamei should be pater from ri'iyah, because the pasuk says uvas shama vesem shama, and since a person who's tamei can't actually go into the azara, so he doesn't bring in carbon. So we see that really the psukim would work better the other way around. And this was accepted, and chazer Rav Shammai v'mar, Rav Shammai retracted, and he said as follows, just like what we just said now, mukeshchin upalfasin afal pishein ru'in lavayim kol Yisrael, even though they're not right to come with everybody, ru'in hein lavayim b'fnei atzman, they're technically right to come by themselves, and therefore the only way they'd be pater from ri'iyah is because of the pasuk b'vay kol Yisrael le'rois, like was just suggested. And atame ain't a roi loy b'fnei atzmai v'loyim kol Yisrael. Atame can't come by himself or with all of Am Yisrael, so he's potter from the other pasuk of uvas shama vevesim shama. We continue discussing. What about the following? Hivish chay gasoi, a person designated his carbon oilas ri'iyah the mace, and then he died. Hayarshim ha'ushiviu aisa. What about the yarshim? Are they allowed to bring it? It's not like he's sending it with a shliach. Again, he had already passed away. The question therefore is, when the yarshim are bringing his carbon, are they bringing it just because it was already designated by their father to bring this chiv of their father, but is just viewed as a regular carbon oila, and therefore it's not allowed to be brought on Yom Tif? Or maybe since it was designated as the carbon oilas ri'iyah, so it's supposed to be brought as such, and memela it is allowed to be brought on Yom Tif itself. So if Ilamar, he tells us yeraya yeraya, we have a double drasha yeraya. One pasuk says yeraya calls a churcha, another pasuk says v'lo yero panai rekam. What do we learn from here? Haroi lavai, maybe somebody who's right to come on his own, he brings his carbon. Shaini roi lavai ain't a maybe, if he's not right to come, he doesn't bring it. In other words, when these children are bringing their father's carbon that he designated, it's not being brought as a regular oilas ri'iyah, it's just a plain carbon oila. However, Amr Zeir tells us, Ki Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yonason Chayin Amrin, actually it's different. It's really like Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yonason both say, in regards to Pidyon Bechar, when a person has a firstborn son, we know that we have to do Pidyon Aben, and the Pasuk tells us, Kol Bechar Benecha Tifte, and that's a fiul l'acher misa, even if the child subsequently died, there's still a mitzvah to do Pidyon Aben, and over there the Pasuk concludes by saying, V'loi Rofanai Rekam, so V'hacha over here as well, in regards to oilas ri'iyah, it says in the Pasuk, V'loi Rofanai Rekam, and that teaches teaches us a few lachar misa that even after the father died, when the children bring the carbon that he had designated, that's treated like a regular oilas re'iyah and not like a plain carbon oilah. Now, Gemara based on top, Amar of Bar Mamul, he tells us machlekas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. It's actually machlekas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Where do we see this? Tamin Tanan, we have Mishnah over there. This is Maseches Kinim and talks about a woman after she gave birth. She has to bring two different carbonos, an oilah and a chatos. We have a few different situations. Let's say she brought a carbon chatos and then she died. Her yarshim have to bring a carbon oilah. Whereas I lost a mesa, she brought a carbon oilah and then she died. Her yarshim don't bring her chatos. Now Shmuel, he tells us, it's only if the woman had designated her carbon oilah and then she died, then her yarshim are going to bring it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, he says, even if she didn't designate it, they're still going to bring a carbon oilah. Asking Ramana and Kaiman, what are we referring to? If they had yarshim karka from her, they had gotten land. So Badam or Shmuel Mufreshes, it's really in that case that Shmuel says, only if she had designated the carbon beforehand, then they're going to bring it. But if not, they're not going to. What do you mean? We know that karka, land, which is inherited by Yarshim, that's meshubit to pay up a chayv, to pay up a debt. So even if she hadn't designated the carbon, they should have to bring it for her. And in Bish Yarshim Metaltalin, if you want to say they just Yarshim Metaltalin, it was just movable objects. So Badar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Be'Einam Ufreshes, it's really in that case Rabbi Yochanan says, even if she hadn't designated an animal, they would still have to bring one. We know that's not true, that the Metaltalin of Yusaimim, movable objects that are inherited by Yusaimim, are not meshubit to Baal Chayv. So why do Rabbi Yochanan say that they have to bring an oila for her? So for the clarification, what's the difference between the two of them? In other words, where's the real case of machloikas? It's Yarshu Karka, specifically where they inherited properly. And here's the understanding. According to Shmuel, litbaya toivin. We take out the word ain. We are going to be toivaya them, meaning we're going to say, listen, children, you should really bring your mother's chayv. That's because there's a shibud on the karka, too hektish for the carbon to be brought. However, ulamashkin in mamashkinin. We're not going to take a mashkin. We're not going to take a collateral from them, which means we're not going to force them to bring it. And that's because there's no baal ta'achim for Yarshin. We know the person has a chiv to bring a carbon. They have a specific time cap that they have to bring it by. It's called Balta Acher. Don't delay bringing it. But since Yarshim don't have a chiv of Balta Acher for the carbon of their parent, so that's why we're not going to be mashkin them. We're not going to take a collateral. We're not going to force them to bring it. We're going to even be mashkin. We're going to force them to bring it. And that's because it is her chiv. She had the responsibility to bring it. And Rabbi Yochanan holds they're really just carrying out her responsibility. And also Yarshim Metaltalin. Let's say they had just Yarshim Metaltalin, only movable objects. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. We will be toivea them. That's because there's a mitzvah of kibur aim to pay up her chayv that she has. So we will tell them that they should bring this carbon. But we're not going to take a mashkin from them, forcing them to bring it. Because again, as we had said before, the metaltalin of Yisaimim are not meshobit to pay up the chayv. Even to be toivea, we're not going to be toivea them. And that's because really there's no chiv whatsoever due to the fact that we're discussing metaltalin. And now bring this back to our case. It would be the same machlokes where the father had designated his carbon elis riyah and then had died. So according to Shmuel, even though the children will bring that for their father, it's not considered like they're actually carrying out his full chayv 100%, just like he had said in Mamashkinin. So it's not considered like carrying out a full chayv. Therefore, they're just bringing a regular carbon oila, which is not going to be brought on the first day of Yom Tif, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it is considered like really bringing the father's actual chayv. So that means that they're bringing his oilas re'iyah, and that means it's going to be brought on the first day of Yom Tif. We go on to Halacha Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Beshamay says, how much is the carbon supposed to be? So ha-re'iyah, the carbon oilas re'iyah, shtei kasef, it should cost a minimum of 2 kasef, whereas v'chagiga, the carbon chagiga, which we have not yet spoken about, this is another carbon that has to be brought, it's a carbon shlamim, that's also brought on the first day of Yom Tev, ma-kasef, that's only 1 ma'ah, whereas Beis Hillel says, ha-re'iyah ma-kasef, the oilas re'iyah is only 1 ma'ah, v'chagiga shtei kasef, whereas the chagiga is 2 kasef, it's worth more than the oilah. So Gemara clarifies, re'iyah oilas, v'chagiga shlamim, the carbon re'iyah is an oilas re'iyah, it's an oil that's completely burned on his back, whereas the chagiga is a carbon shlamim. Now Beis Shammai says, marbin ba'oilos u'matin b'shlamim. We pay more money and we bring more oilos, whereas we minimize the shlamim. Beis Hillel says the opposite. U'matin ba'oilos u'marbin b'shlamim. We minimize the amount of oilos and the cost and their value, whereas the shlamim, we increase them. So if Tanchum ba'oilos says, b'shem b'yosim b'chanino, Beis Shammai yalfin lemi karbonos ha'tzeres, Beis Hillel yalfin lemi karbonos ha'nisiyim. Beis Shammai learns from the karbonos ha'shvuas, and Beis Hillel learns from the karbonos ha'nisiyim. On Shavuos we bring a number of karbonos, both oilos and shlamim, and there's actually more oilos brought than shlamim. So Beis Shammai learns from there that the oilas re'iyah should be more valuable than the chagiga, which is a shlamim. Whereas Beis Hillel says that we learn from the karbonos and nesiim. We know that with the nesiim, by the chanuks and mishkan, they all brought karbonos. There was far more shlamim brought than oilas, and that's reflected in the price of the oilas re'iyah and the chagiga, which is a shlamim. So Arum Beis Hillel Beis Shammai loy motiv lamed carbon yachid mikarbon yachid v'loy lamed carbon yachid mikarbon tzibur. Isn't it better to learn a private carbon from another private carbon and not learn a private carbon from a public carbon? These are private carbon karbonos. The oilos ri'iyah and the shalmei chagiga, they're private karbonos. They're brought by the individual. So that should be learned from the karbonos of the nesiim, which were also private karbonos, as opposed to learning from the karbonos that we bring on Shavuos. Those are public karbonos. Or Malan Beisham Beishamay told them, motiv la midavar shunoi gladaris, midavar shunoi gladaris, va'al tavili karbon nesiim she'enoi gladaris. It's better to learn two things from each other that are both noi gladaris. The karbonos of Shavuos are brought every single year in all generations, and oilos ri'iyah is brought every single year as well, as opposed to the karbonos of nesiim that wasn't gladaris, it was just a one-time thing, so we're not going to learn those from each other. Now we're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, we'll continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.